Good afternoon, and may the Lord give you his peace. As we're in Wednesday, the church directs us to consider the beautiful example of Saint Joseph, the spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary and the foster father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Considering the beautiful example of holiness lived out by Saint Joseph and how we're all invited to turn to good Saint Joseph for his powerful intercession, let us consider a moment, a chapter in his life when he expressed a beautiful concern, but also a spirit of protection over the Blessed Virgin Mary and the Christ child. Joining me today is Father Chris Yackel, our diocesan specialist on the life of Saint Joseph.
That's right. Happy to be here and give all my expertise.
Father, you've joined us a couple of different segments now on the message of hope. Considering how Saint Joseph is meditated upon and used for basically his example of holiness, right smack dab in the middle of the week, you know, you had joined me on one segment on a Wednesday when we were considering St. Joseph, and you had mentioned something very beautiful, very very poignant as well. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, that example, that scene that St. Luke gives to us in his gospel of the flight into Egypt. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if I remember correctly, you had highlighted how you're like, okay, if an angel had shown up in the middle of the night to me and said, okay, take your wife and your brand newborn baby and flee. You're like, I'd be nervous.
Yeah. I'd be like, I'm still trying to figure out how to hold this baby properly.
Let alone have to flee into another country to save the child's life.
Right.
I mean, confronted with such an incredibly important and grave and dangerous, mind you, situation, the gospel just simply and clearly presents to us that, first of all, Joseph learned about this in a dream.
Yeah.
I mean, when it comes to your mind, what does that say about St. Joseph?
He must have been pretty holy if, like, he's having dreams like that and just, like, able to... Well, then again, like, he was the angel, I guess, appearing to him, so it wasn't him. He was just receiving it.
I don't know about you, but I know, like, when I'm fully awake, I'm not sure that I always appreciate or know what the Lord's asking of me, let alone when I'm sleeping.
It's a dream. That's a good point.
So, but, I mean, St. Joseph gives us a beautiful example. It's like, he I think, like, a good way to say is, like, St. Joseph had good self-possession. Like, he knew he knew who he was in light of who God is.
Yes.
And given his deep rootedness in prayer, he had his he knew his identity.
Yeah.
You know, we call him righteous and just. And in being righteous, he was prayerful. In being just, he was fair.
Yeah.
So he never took upon himself what was rightfully the Lord's.
Right.
And never put on the Lord what was really what he had to bring to the game of life.
Yeah.
But like, just, I mean, okay, you're sleeping.
Yeah.
First of all, I find it incredible that he was able to sleep. Like, I would have been so nervous. I was like, I can't sleep. I have a baby boy I have to take care of.
Right.
Who's God?
Who's God? No big
deal. Who's
God?
Emmanuel. I mean, it's like, dude, the fact you can sleep, I give you props for that.
Yeah.
But then the angel is able to communicate to him, and he wakes up with that, like, we can rightly intuit, he wakes up with that passion, that zeal. My Father in heaven has given to me, my care, my charge, his son, who's an infant.
Yeah.
And I have Our Lady, you know, Mary, as my wife. He picks up and lets them know we have to go.
Yeah.
And it's not like, okay, the scenery of Bethlehem's kind of wearing on me. It's like, no, to save the life of this child, we must flee. We all know the ache in our hearts when in the Christmas season we think about, you know, the slaughter of the innocents, the baby boys who are put to death by Herod, and just how, you know, sick and twisted earthly power can become.
Right.
But Joseph, in the midst of all of that, was calm.
Yeah.
Steady, you know, protective. You know, if we think about in our own lives, you know, Father Yackel, you know, you know people who, they come off their day of work and they're frazzled.
Yeah.
Stressed.
Yeah.
They're just totally tapped.
Yeah.
You know? And yet, they're in need of hope.
Yeah.
You know? And maybe some of them are listening right now to this message of hope on St. Gabriel Radio. I mean, keeping in mind that today we look to St. Joseph for an example of holiness. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, what comes to your mind when you think of, like, okay, St. Joseph is not just an example of holiness, he's an example of how to be calm.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Well, and maybe one of the reasons why he was so calm was because, so he knew that this is what the Lord asked him to do, but he knew he wasn't going to be alone in that. He knew that God was going to be there to help them. God isn't going to call him to accomplish something that's impossible. Like, God is going to give him what he needs to get the job done, if you will. And so I think for us, I think that's something maybe to keep in mind is, like St. Joseph, when we are kind of like faced with a big decision or a big thing going on in our life, to trust that God is going to give us the grace to do what he asks us to do. And so to realize that we're not like alone. We don't have to figure this out ourselves somehow. Yeah. Like, we have to, if we trust that God is with us, I think it helps us to remain calm.
Yeah.
And so that's what I think of with St. Joseph. He was faithful, but he also had such trust in the Lord.
Mm.
And so I think that's something that kept him steady in the midst of everything else that was going on.
So his fidelity and his hope came about as a result that the Lord would not ask something of him that he couldn't do,
right.
He couldn't fulfill.
Right.
And likewise, for all of us, you know, our St. Gabriel Radio family, if we're just really struggling to keep our head above water, you know, the stress of the day, the duties, everything waiting at home, everything at the job, you know, deadlines for projects.
Right.
And then it's just so easy to get overwhelmed. And it's like, let's turn our eyes to St. Joseph and say, St. Joseph gives me an example of how to be calm and steady, but most important, faithful.
Yeah.
And trust in the Lord. And that in this moment, if there's just so much on your plate, the Lord will give you the grace to accomplish it, because he's not going to ask anything of us that we can't do.
Right.
But we, in order for us to do it, we have to go back to the Lord.
Right.
And ask for that grace. You know, thinking of the people that you minister to in your parishes, and also given your experience with the military, you know, and military families, and, you know, people who, men and women who are serving our country in the armed forces, you perhaps more than many others can rightfully appreciate the burdens that can be on someone's mind and their heart when they're leaving their family.
Right.
And they have to go satisfy their task, their assignment. You know, appreciating the demands on our attention span.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, given your participation in and your love for the members of the military, you know, what would you offer to someone as a word of hope, considering the example of St. Joseph? It's like, you know, don't give up.
Yeah.
Persevere.
Yeah.
Stay the course.
Yeah.
You know? What comes to your mind?
Well, something even what you were talking to that I was thinking about that has kind of come to mind is just the fact that, you know, all that we're saying, this isn't to say that everything is just going to be perfect now and everything's okay, like it's going to be easy. Like there's still a challenge that we have to face.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily going to be like, all right, everything's good to go now. Like, so that's something I would say is like, don't, like, I don't want people to have that presumption like, oh yeah, everything's going to work out now. So like, it is going to still be challenging.
Sure.
But realizing that the Lord is with you
in
the midst of it. And I think that makes all the difference. So for someone in the military, for someone who is just in the civilian world, recognizing that we as Christians, we as Catholics, we will have burdens and they will be challenging and they will be hard, but we're not alone in it to carry it by ourselves, to know that the Lord, and a lot of times the Lord will put people in our lives to help us through that. And so I think that's something else to maybe keep in mind too, is the community that God bless us with in our families and our churches. And I, maybe that's something else that St. Joseph brought him comfort is, certainly he was a pillar for the family, but I'm sure he worked with Our Lady. And I'm sure that she was a strength for him as well.
Absolutely.
So just kind of recognizing that we're not alone in whatever challenges we face, that God is with us first and foremost, but then also God puts other individuals in our life who can help us through whatever it is that we're going through.
So that's Father Chris Yackel here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio during this daily message of hope. We're considering the example of St. Joseph and how St. Joseph remained calm and how he persevered in being faithful to the Lord, even when confronted with incredibly stressful and really anxiety-filled situations and moments, like the flight into Egypt. You know, our Lord Jesus Christ has been born. It's what we recall in the Nativity. The shepherds have come and adored. You know, the Magi have come and venerated the Christ child. And then in those moments, in those days that followed, then Saint Joseph receives that message that he, Our Lady, and the baby Jesus have to flee to Egypt and to flee for their lives.
Right.
So it's no small event. You know, I mean, this is a matter of life and death, literally, life and death, but also, you know, salvation or damnation. Right. I mean, God is in the flesh to save us. And, you know, and our Father in heaven doesn't abandon us.
Yeah.
And, you know, he prompted Saint Joseph through that voice of the angel. And I think oftentimes, you know, just the example of Saint Joseph gives us a moment to reflect upon the presence of the angels.
Yeah.
The angels communicate the message our Father in heaven wants us to hear. And the words of the angel are powerful. They're direct. They're not just an invitation, but also a command. And regardless of where we may be, what we may have to overcome, and like even the beautiful things, like if we're considering the beauty of our faith, the beauty of our loved ones, the beauty of our family, I mean, all of these great gifts that our Father in heaven has bestowed upon us are opportunities and invitations for prayer, and also reminders of hope. So we encourage you, we invite you on this day to ask Saint Joseph to intercede on your behalf, that you may remain focused and clear of mind, focus in your heart, and calm as you remain faithful to the Lord. May the Lord give you his peace.